Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to be hearing plenty about Him during the next half hour of Wee Kids. Vernon, hello to you. Kendall and Asia, nice to have you listening. Natalie and Kendra, nice to have you along. Hello, Claire. Hello, Faith and Connor. And thank you for the pictures. I like these. Connor, are you hanging around in a tree and smiling at the same time for the camera? That's kind of cute. And I like these pictures of Angelina and Joanna. Are your parents horse trainers? I like this one of you, Angelina, sitting on your trick horse, Pine. And Pine is laying down on the track. This is a trick horse. Kobe, Marika, and Joanna, nice to have you listening. Hello, Miriam. Hello, Meredith. And hello to Luke and Laura and baby Abigail. Oh, I like this cute little picture of baby Abigail here. And Luke and Laura, you enjoy playing with the tissue paper from the gifts for baby Abigail. And it's all pictured in this other photo here. Hello to Austin, Evan, and Adrian. And hi to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, why would God stop the sun? So people on the sunny side of the earth could have a great suntan? So God could mess up people's clocks and calendars? So God could play with the planets? No, no, and no. But God really did stop the sun one long day. And we're going to be hearing about that during Bible time coming up in the next few minutes. This is Bible-based radio for little people and their families. We kids!
We are the children of the King. We want to laugh and we want to sing. We want to share the joyful news that Jesus Christ is calling me.
That is good news.
We are the children of the King. We want to laugh and we want to sing. We want to share the joyful news that Jesus Christ is calling me.
And me.
We want to sing, we want to share the joyful news that Jesus Christ is calling you.
Yoo-hoo!
We are His own, He has bought us with a price, with His precious blood, and He's called us to His light, to His light.
Come on, everybody!
We are the children of We want to laugh and we want to sing. We want to share the joyful news that Jesus Christ is calling you. We are the children of the King. We want to laugh and we want to sing. We want to share the joyful news that Jesus Christ is calling you. That Jesus Christ is calling you.
And everybody.
Thank you so much, Donut Man. And kids, good singing. Good way to get started here with Wee Kids. And youngster, were you singing along that you're a child of the King? Well, if it's true, that's wonderful. But if you're not quite sure what you think about the Lord Jesus Christ, remember, you don't get to be a child of the King by being a good citizen, or by going to church, or by listening to Wee Kids, or by any number of other good things that you can do. Those are nice things. But the only way to know God, I mean really know Him as His child, so that you can sing, "We are the children of the King," is to do just as Jesus said in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." The only way to know God is through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Bible and the message of Wee Kids as well.
Have you seen those fit and healthy guys always doing their exercise? Well, it's better to work for a heavenly prize. So practice being godly. Never give up, make it your aim.
Practice being godly.
If you've been forgiven in Jesus' name,
practice being godly.
He paid the price for all our sin. His Holy Spirit dwells within. So center all you do on Him.
Practice being godly.
You can lift big weights, you can swim or run, train every day to be number one. But it's better to train for the life to come.
Practice being godly.
Never give up, make it your aim.
Practice being godly.
If you've been forgiven in Jesus' name,
practice being godly.
He paid the price for all our sin. His Holy Spirit dwells within. So center all you do on Him.
Practice being godly.
That's right. We'll walk with the Lord wherever you go. Whatever you're doing, He will know. Say yes, God, to sin, say no.
Practice being godly.
Never give up, make it your aim.
Practice being godly.
If you've been forgiven in Jesus' name,
practice being godly.
Paid the price for all our sin. His Holy Spirit dwells within. So center all you do on Him.
Practice being godly.
You gotta practice being godly. Never give up, make it your aim.
Practice being godly.
If you've been forgiven in Jesus' name,
practice being godly.
Paid the price for all our sin. His Holy Spirit dwells within. So center all you do on Him.
Practice being godly.
You gotta practice being godly.
Practice being godly.
If you say you're a Christian, you'd better live like it. Practice being godly. Thank you so much, Colin. And kids on We Kids. Now the sun stands still. What about this? Based on Joshua chapter 10 from the Word of God, and this is just part of the account. Do you know about the hailstones from God? Well, let me get into this. Now, you might remember that the Gibeonites made a sneaky peace agreement with God's people. So fierce Amorite kings attacked the Gibeonites because of this agreement with Israel. When Joshua heard of the attack, he marched out of Gilgal with his whole army. His best fighting men were with him. The Lord said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid of those armies. I will allow you to defeat them. None of them will be able to defeat you." Joshua and his army marched all night to Gibeon. So Joshua surprised the Amorites when he attacked. They chased the enemy down the road from Beth-horon to Azekah. While they were chasing them, the Lord threw large hailstones on the enemy from the sky. Many of the enemy were killed by the hailstones. In fact, more men were killed by the hailstones than the Israelites killed with their swords. That day the Lord allowed the Israelites to defeat the Amorites. And that day Joshua stood before all the people of Israel and said to the Lord, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon. Moon, stand still over the valley of Aijalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped until the people defeated their enemies. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky. It waited to go down for about a full day. That has never happened at any time before that day or since. That was the day the Lord listened to a man. Truly, the Lord was fighting for Israel. Psalm 91, verses 7 and 8. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense, that is, the punishment of the wicked.
He reigns, he reigns.
Praise be to the Almighty God of the universe. He is big. He is powerful, youngster. And he's friendly. You can count on him to love you and to protect you. If you're a child of the King, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, he is watching out for you. And he is wonderfully big and wonderfully powerful. He's the one who stopped the sun that day so that Joshua could finish getting his enemies. And God threw hailstones from the sky. Amazing, this wonderfully powerful God. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. And now... it's time for our wonderful We Kids March. And I need some March leaders, Natalie and Kendra. This is a difficult decision, but it's going to be Kendra today. Kimberly, Cecilia, Adriana, Stephanie, of you four sisters, Kimberly is going to be March leader today. Mr. Nick has picked the little person can march and lead well. Mama Jenny, your daughter, Megan, says you need to be March leader. Is that right? Okay, you've been picked by Mr. Nick. Scott, Jamal, Jocelyn, Caleb, Cora, Javon. Another difficult pick, but Jocelyn, I think you can be March leader here. One more. Marta, you're ahead of James, Stephen, Alice, and Nathan. Mama, Papa, help me, please. If I've neglected to mention your family, will you please help me out in this? Thank you very much. Rules during our wonderful We Kids March. Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four, of course, keep an eye on the trombone players. Don't bump into these guys during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Hello, Kobe, Marika, Joanna, good marching. You lift, your right, your left. Right, keep those feet in time with the music. Mina, Tanika, Dave, good marching. Here comes Christina and Marissa and Aubrey and Leandra. Oh, these girls. Well, you've been practicing, haven't you? Andrew, in this friendly household over here. Put those knees up a little bit higher now. Miriam, Meredith, good marching. Here comes Christina and Joseph. Matthew and Michael, you guys are excellent marchers. Hello, Shelby Nicole. Hello, Claire. Hello, Faith and Connor. And Keely comes marching through. Watch out for the T-bone players, Keely. Jonathan around for the ninth time. Oh, he's really moving. Oh, he's a fast marcher. Not too fast, Jonathan, please. Hello, Rebecca. Hello, Catherine and Philip and Paul and Mary Beth and Hannah, Matthew, Mark, Joshua, and Joanne. Wow! Don't bump into each other, please. All right, Mariah. Gently. In fact, all march gently. No, we're not skating, Josiah. This is a march. Well, when the music is soft, please march softly. Ethan, Julia, Gabriel? I think, is Gabriel marching here? Is he the leader of this thing? Topanga, good marching over here. Hello, Tiffany. Hello, Faith. Kayla, now is a good time to put those knees up high as we finish up our wonderful weekend's march here. You kids are great marchers. Austin, Evan, Adrienne, nice marching. Toby, you're a good marcher. Keep it up all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. You kids are good marchers. And you may be seated.
Shirt or hide all your veggies and ask for dessert? Did you ever get stung by a bee? chair. Open your eyes while Daddy said a long prayer. Did you ever get a black eye? Break down and cry when you were a kid like me?
Then you know all the stuff the kids go through, and you know that it's tough to be a little you. But when I pray, you know what to do. 'Cause you walk this earth as a little kid too.
Jesus.
Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ definitely knows what it's like to be a kid. Not only a kid, he was an adult after he grew up. He started out as a baby. Remember the message of Christmas? And he knows exactly what it's like to be a human, which means he knows what it's like to go through what you are going through right now. And he cares very, very much, and he loves you. Believe me, that's a good news message in a bad news world. And the good news is coming through we kids at this particular moment. Okay, Tiffany, you sweet kid, you.
From John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions in my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions in my Father's house. I go to prepare a place for you.
Tiffany, thank you so much for singing for us. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place because we will see Jesus face to face. This is Bible-based radio good stuff for little people. We kids!
Tiger, tiger.
all the way back to the Garden of Eden and that book of beginnings, Genesis, to end, we kids. Well, we've been several places in the Bible. And what about Joshua and the sun standing still? And those good verses to remember, Psalm 91, verses 7 and 8. Do you remember these from Bible time? 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense that is the punishment of the wicked. Youngster, I hope, I pray that you're not a wicked kid. I hope that you have given your heart, your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Bible and the message of we kids here. And it's been a wonderful time with the kids of the radio neighborhood like this. Mr. Nick here. What is this? Oh, my goodness. How did you get in here? You're my ride? Oh, no. Hey, well, I see there's a ladder down the side of this big fellow, so if you don't mind, I'll see if I can climb up here like this. Remember, kiddo, steady, big fella. God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Talk to you next time. Giddy up. Easy, don't step on anything. Oh, my goodness.